turn Etch-A-Sketch upside down and shake, and everything disappears.
The Etch-A-Sketch company has issued a statement saying they're happy to influence the national debate. Wikipedia briefly featured a picture of Mitt Romney on its Etch-A-Sketch page. Romney's opponents are crowing, Republican analysts wringing their hands over the answer from top Romney aide Eric Fernstrom on CNN yesterday when he was asked whether Romney had tacked too far to the right during the primaries.
Well, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-A-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
At least one Republican former George Bush speechwriter, Bill McGurn, is calling on Mitt Romney to fire Eric Fernstrom. But could it be that his comment was intentional, a deliberate signal from the campaign to moderate voters saying, phew, we made it through the South with all those wacky conservatives. We're starting to pivot for the general election. Matt Visor of the Boston Globe travels with the Romney campaign. Matt, what are you hearing? You know, whispers of how could he have said that or good job.
There's a range of reactions. I mean, I think from the Romney campaign, they have tried to clean it up a little bit by saying, you know, that he was referring to how the campaign and the general election will be run, not to Romney's position specifically.
In other words, it's not Mitt Romney that will Etch-A-Sketch himself. It's that the campaign will rework its strategy for the general election.
Exactly. You know, which, of course, was not the question that Eric Fernstrom was asked on CNN, but that's sort of what their response has been. And yesterday, actually, Mitt Romney, in an event outside of Baltimore, Maryland, had a press conference where he took only one question about the Etch-A-Sketch issue and defended essentially Eric Fernstrom and reiterated sort of the same thing that his campaign was, that of course we're going to have different strategies for a general election.
And that he's a conservative Republican.
Exactly.
Well, the reason we asked if this was intentional, this comment about Mitt Romney Etch-A-Sketching himself, is that when I talked to some young moderate Republicans last night, their response to this was, oh, I'm so glad to hear this because we were starting to get worried about how much he was going to the right. They heard it in that way. And so tell us more about Eric Fernstrom and, you know, what this might have meant strategically, because he is a former journalist and advertising executive who's been with Mitt Romney since 2002. Tell us more about him.
Romney has been very loyal to Eric Fernstrom, and likewise Fernstrom loyal to Romney. Eric is a former reporter for the Boston Herald. He's also had a very prominent role with Senator Scott Brown. He's a senior strategist for him and is helping run Scott Brown's reelection campaign in Massachusetts.
What's some of the credit he's being given for running Mitt Romney's campaign?
He's behind a lot of the strategic decisions, including one to bring up Newt Gingrich's ties to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which essentially derailed Gingrich's campaign and made it much more difficult for him to get back into the race. So Fernstrom, I mean, he's the guy that is with Romney before debates. He's in the spin room after debates. He's on the plane with Romney. He travels a lot with him. He's, you know, it's hard to imagine many strategists who are as influential in the Romney world as Eric Fernstrom.
Well, he also has stepped into a bit of controversy in the past. He, for instance, made up a fake Twitter account and masqueraded as a Democrat in a campaign and sent out false tweets. So, you know, there was that. And there's also been some fascinating politics here. You mentioned that he is a top aide for Scott Brown, and the Boston Herald had a piece recently about how there's this delicate dance now keeping Mitt Romney and Scott Brown away from each other, even though they share this same top advisor, because Scott Brown is trying to tack to the left here in Massachusetts to beat a Democrat, Elizabeth Warren, and Romney has been tacking to the right. The New York Times writes today that maybe this has exhausted Eric Fernstrom, and maybe that's what led to what they saw as a slip of the tongue.
Potentially, although this, at least from the footage, you know, from the interview on CNN, it seemed like a rehearsed line, or like it was not necessarily a verbal gaffe. Maybe it could be interpreted as a strategic one, but, you know, he seemed to have this prepared going into this
right.
interview. So in that sense, I don't know if it's as much of exhaustion as it is, you know, giving opponents some ammunition, you know, and potentially being a strategic error.
Yeah, a deliberate strategy that may have gone wrong or not. We'll see. Matt Visor, national political reporter for the Boston Globe. Matt, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.